He says, repent ye therefore, because there's life, because you did it ignorantly, because he was the author of life in your midst. He says, repent, metanoia, you know, just to turn away, ye therefore, be converted is to make a U-turn, the word, the way it's, an about face, some of the Greek scholars say. He says, repent ye therefore, because this is true, because he died for you, and make a U-turn. Your life's been going away. You know, he used the word untoward in chapter 2, because so many unbelievers, that's their life, untoward, and he wants to turn us toward. He says here, and be converted, turn around, do an about face, that your sins may be, I like this, blotted out. Kenneth Weiss, the Greek scholar from Moody, says that your sins might be obliterated. I like that word. That's what I want to happen to my sins. I don't want to get to heaven, there's any record there. I want them obliterated. That your sins might be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come as we step into the kingdom. It's interesting looking at this. And look, he's talking to religious people. Understand that their sins need to be obliterated. You know, sometimes we try to talk to our religious relatives and friends, they get offended. Peter's just letting it out here. And I don't think he's mean-spirited. He said that your sins may be obliterated when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. If any of you are wondering, when you're tired and you're worn out, how you can find refreshing, Peter says, refreshing's in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes when we get alone with him, we're so overwhelmed with his presence, and we go, duh, why don't I do this every day? You know, there's refreshing in the presence of the Lord. He says, and he shall send Jesus Christ. No, let's talk about the second coming, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive, wonderful word, until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, this word restitution of all things, it's only used twice in the Bible. The other time is in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, when the disciples say to Jesus, is this when you're going to restore, that's our word restitution, the kingdom to Israel? And here, Luke uses it again. And by the way, it's a common word in the medical world of that day. And it had the idea of making everything correct, of making it the way that it should be. This word restitution, of complete healing and soundness, whom the heaven must receive until the times of healing, complete soundness of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Hey guys, there's a better time coming. There's a better age coming. You need to turn away from your sins now. You need to be converted so that your sinful record can be obliterated, because there's times of refreshing coming from the Lord. Heaven has received him for now, but he's coming back. And when he comes back, you want to be on the right side of this issue. If for some reason, I can't imagine, you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, that's the deal. Died for you, rose again the third day, ascended into heaven, and he's coming back soon because of all that all the prophets have said. It's all around us today. And he's returning because he loves us, and he's asking us deniers to repent and to be converted and to have our sins obliterated. So when those times of refreshing come to this world as Christ returns, we're partakers, we're participants by his grace on the right side of all of those things, instead of being on the other side where we don't want to be.